Okay, everybody, we are back.
Yes.
And wow.
Wow.
This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502 or give us a tweet at Marco Radio Show 1. We've gotten a call this evening.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We've also gotten a tweet this evening.
Look at us go.
Look at us go.
We're so popular.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Is a
really big
Christmas comes around once a year.
Look at all the
and
presents.
And a lot of times it's good.
Woo-hoo.
So before the break, yes. Now listen, that song was the Hanukkah song.
Yes.
Was it?
By Adam Sandler. I love that song. It's so funny. And I do have something that I want to say about a menorah that is going to be unleashed in Clearwater Beach.
That sounds pretty heavy.
Well, I guess I'll get into it right now, Stephanie, before we do the Cards Against Humanity. It says, giant menorahs have been around decades, but a mega menorah made of pizza set to rise over Clearwater Beach is likely the first of its kind.
Pizza?
Pizza.
Oi.
Is that kosher?
Oy, oy. That's great. It says, the pizza menorah comes from the mind of Levi
Hodakov,
a rabbi at Shabbat of Clearwater and a self-proclaimed major pizza fan, kosher definitely, New York style preferably.
Nice.
Okay. It says, while there is a long list of rules on how menorahs must be shaped, lit, and displayed, there's nothing that says they can't be delicious, said Hodakov, who for years now has turned to a carpenter in his congregation for help constructing giant menorahs, incorporating marshmallows, ice cream cones, and other treats.
Nice.
This one's going to be made of pizza.
Love it. No, guys, our menorah will not be made of pizza this year.
Yeah.
It will be the same one.
If you are looking to attend the unveiling of this giant pizza menorah, you can go to the, Public Lighting Sunday at 4:30 p.m. at the Surf Style Megastore in Clearwater.
Nice. Do you get to taste it?
You actually do. You actually do get to taste it.
Can we go?
What
that
a win.
Sounds fun.
What a win.
I would like for at least somebody in the family to go.
Okay.
Hmm.
Well, sign somebody up.
Can we fashion a yarmulke so you'd fit in for the tasting?
Who are you looking at?
Here's the thing. If you go, the yarmulke has to look like a big piece of pepperoni.
Yes. Oh,
what
that's
if it was
awesome.
A piece of pepperoni?
What if it was a big piece of pepperoni?
That wouldn't be kosher.
That's great.
Ty, you're going.
All right.
Ty, you're going.
We can do it.
I'll put the mohawk up, but I'll leave a spike down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
For the yarmulke.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I like that.
It works. Mm. It works.
All right. So, and Hanukkah, by the way, starts when? Tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. This is one of the very few years
right.
that the two holidays align.
Christmas and Hanukkah.
Yes.
Mm. This will be the end of us all.
Christmas Eve and the first night of Hanukkah
right.
are one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody gets to celebrate all at the same time.
How about that? Okay, so before the break, we, Hannah, I'm not Hannah, but what's your
Hello.
Name? Stephanie, the older Hannah, read us two things.
That's actually quite flattering. Thank you.
Yeah. Two things from the Cards Against Humanity. And I can tell you honestly, I didn't even get to look at my responses, but go ahead.
Go ahead.
Read the first one again, please.
All right, I don't remember which one I read
first. Doesn't matter.
It's been like days ago.
Whatever.
What's a girl's best friend?
A girl's best friend.
I have the perfect one.
Do you want to lead off with the perfect
yeah, I guess.
One since
Here we go.
Ty's ahead?
Extremely tight pants.
Oh.
I got hot pockets.
Hot pockets.
Man, that's so mean.
Those hot pockets,
I love hot pockets.
Will create extremely tight pants, especially on girls.
Read the question again.
What's a girl's best friend?
My response is, crumbs all over the goddamn carpet.
Yes, that's great. Dad gets that.
I get that one.
That was pretty good.
All right, what was the next one?
All right, and the next one is...
Yes.
What never fails to liven up the party? Uh-oh.
I have catapults.
I think Dad...
Catapults?
What? Catapults.
Catapults. Catapults are very good. Dad snorted. So, Ty, why don't you go next while Dad composes himself?
I have Harry Potter erotica.
Ooh,
nice.
That's good.
That would definitely liven up the party.
Read it again.
Read it again.
What never fails to liven up the party?
A windmill full of corpses.
Nice.
What?
Wow.
I think the Harry Potter erotica gets that one.
Yeah, mine was a little over the
corpsey.
Edge.
Yeah, corpsey.
It's very brutal.
So, Ty has two. Mark has one. Hannah?
Wah, 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 wah.
Your day is coming.
We need to play this game better.
You need to play this game better.
You need to play it better.
Look, you kind of need to lose at this game because you're...
Well, we need to play it all at once.
You're really winning at Christmas right now. Wow. So, and... I am done shopping.
Don't I always?
Okay. All
right,
so
whatever, pukey pants.
We should talk about Christmas because
Well, I am going to be honest. I made that list last minute, and I don't know literally anything that you guys have gotten me.
Oh, that's
so
good.
I am a little.
That's how Christmas
scared.
Works.
I'm scared.
Well, don't be too scared.
Be scared.
I'm stressed.
Do you remember?
No, not again.
I'm
You're not going to throw up, are you?
Do you remember the reptiles?
What? You mean reptiles?
Oh, quick. Let's rewrite the list.
Yeah. She doesn't
And make
even
it
know.
Everything that we got her.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that she thinks she wants it.
It was perfect.
Perfect.
We used to be able to do that when you were little.
Can anybody match that chicken scrawl? So she'll think it's legit.
My handwriting's not that bad.
Mm.
Hey, you were telling me one night that you loved my handwriting and how amazing it was.
I was being a dick.
So I was probably drunk.
You were a little bit of something.
He was trying to make
up for
something.
He came into my room for a little too long.
Evil that he had said earlier in the day.
Who has, who do you know that has really nice handwriting? I got my first choice I know right away. But,
who?
But Paul Hundley has the best handwriting I've ever seen.
Paul has very nice handwriting.
I have very nice handwriting.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
It's no, you weird. Don't. Yours is like, it's microscopic.
I like it.
And it's
and
too
it's
small.
It's slimy. It's weird.
Maybe there's something to be said. I mean, if you had a handwriting analyst, they'd look at your handwriting and go, he's afraid of something.
All right. So does anyone else...
Afraid of being big.
Does anyone else worry about that when they write?
I don't.
No?
I'm super self-conscious about my handwriting.
His handwriting is gay and proud.
I'm just happy now
that I
can still form all the letters.
Yeah, when I write notes at work, I try to write super well, you know, not just like really fast.
That, and I don't... Apparently, I've watched too much CSI. Mm-hmm. Because every time I actually handwrite something, I always picture it coming up as evidence in some sort of trial. And they're like, oh,
what'd
my
you do?
What have you been
am
doing?
Am I writing that
what'd
as
you
a
do?
Serial killer? Is that bad?
Well, and you know, when they do that, they usually throw in something that's really just terrible for you. Just,
if we see Mom start writing with her left hand, we'll know that she's murdered somebody.
I can only write with my left hand if I write backwards.
Oh, Christ.
So if I start writing backwards...
She's got all kinds of skills.
I'm doing it left-handed.
That's like...
Opposite hand and backwards?
It's
like the omen or something.
Yeah, it's
mirror
image.
I've gotten to a point now with my handwriting where it's like I do a lot of writing... but it seems like I'm always rushed when I'm writing.
Yeah.
But there are certain letters now that I get to a point where I get to that letter in a word and it's like my hand just freezes. It's like, do you remember how to make this letter?
Which way does this one go?
Yeah. I used to have the worst problem with that. For whatever reason,
E. I get to an E in a word, and it's like my hand just freezes. It's like, what the hell's wrong with
you? Yeah, I did that the other day. I was like, wait a minute, which way does this E go?
Yeah. Well, most of the time they're silent. You can just skip them.
good call.
They're not contributing.
Just throw some lines in there somewhere. I'll figure it out.
Squiggle. Right. Something.
So you worry about your handwriting like somebody's going to find it someday?
No.
No, like yes. Like somebody's actually going to analyze my handwriting. They're going to be like, oh, look, y'all should have known that she was, you know.
Serial killer.
Serial killer. Chronic psychotic. Right. You know,
chronic
whatever.
Masturbator. That's it.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Okay. Let's get back to it.
Get back to what? Apparently, I am frequently busy.
Let's get back to the show, everybody. Okay, so a lot of times on this show, we will mention Amazon, the company.
Amazon.
Okay.
I truly believe that Amazon is someday going to take over the world.
They already have. I mean,
it's possible.
They have so much money. They are doing things that nobody has ever done before. They come up, it seems like, all of these innovations. They're talking about delivering packages by drones.
Yeah.
And they have.
I mean, on test, but they're not doing it on normal, a regular basis.
But
if they start
it.
Doing that, how Star Wars is that? You know what I mean?
It's Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, we are getting into the Jetsons.
Yes.
Kind of stuff.
Thank goodness. Finally.
I mean, to me, that's amazing. I mean, Amazon is so big. Steph, you have shopped for Christmas on Amazon numerous times.
Yes.
I've not ever heard you complain once about the service or anything.
No, I've been very happy for years.
And when they say it's going to be here, it's here.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now,
usually ahead of schedule.
Yeah, I had a couple of things show up about a week early.
Yeah, usually ahead of schedule.
I saw something in the paper today that said that for you last-minute shoppers, it's not too late.
Oh, no, you can pay
for... We'll get it there. We will get it there.
For the right amount of money.
Sure. I mean, yeah, I guess it's going to cost you a little bit more money.
Yes.
We talked about last week or the week before about Amazon Go, where they've got this new grocery store where... You know, there are no cashiers. Basically, if you have a smartphone, when you walk through the door, you kind of swipe your phone, and that activates your Amazon Go app. And then you go into the store with your cart or your bag, and as you fill it, it starts totaling your stuff.
I thought about that.
Yeah.
And can you,
right.
This ultimately, can you have a pre-ordered list of canned goods, dry goods, you know, cereal, Bisquick, a can of green beans, whatever.
Right. Just for pickup?
That bag is ready for you.
When you get there.
When you get there.
I'd like that.
Yeah,
you
sure
go
you
in, you pick out your own produce, your apples, do you want, you know, this or that, whatever. There are certain things that you really do need to pick yourself.
I agree with that. And there are other companies. There are other companies that offer like a grocery delivery.
Right. Albertsons delivers.
And that's always been the whole thing. It's like
Safeway.
Do I want you picking my meat? Do I want you picking my fruit or my vegetables?
Hey.
I don't think we want you picking their
meat. You can pick my meat when you get here.
No, but, you know, things like I like to check the carton of eggs.
Right. Right. Are they going to be as picky as you?
Right.
Right?
On certain things.
Right. But if it's a canned good, throw it in the basket.
You know, don't
give...
If it's
a box, throw it in the basket.
But if
it's something that you like your steak a little bit more marbled...
Right.
Then not, then...
Then
you know,
there's some
Can you
some
Well, when you make your order... If you say, look, I want you to pick me out a nice steak, look for this one. Can you say that?
No.
Can you say, I want it like an inch thick and I want it marbled and you know, that kind of thing?
Getting a little too picky. and we're spitting in it.
We're buying groceries.
A little Craigslisting.
Yeah, that's something you kind of need to pick for yourself.
I think so, too. And I think also fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables, produce.
Everybody likes their peaches a little bit more firm than the other.
Firm, fuzzy. You choose.
Everybody likes their melons firm, right?
Well, some people like big melons and some people like smaller melons. Just kind of like onions.
We're going to get kicked right off the radio station.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Anyway, so I was talking about Amazon. And okay, all of their wonderful, and we got off on their Amazon Go.
Great big Amazon melons.
But here's the thing, it's the holidays. And Amazon promises to deliver your packages, I mean, within like 2 hours, which is a plus because basically for all of the other delivery services, you're done. You're not getting it. Well, but as far as, I mean, tomorrow you can buy something off of Amazon and they will get it there for Christmas.
Good luck going to any local retail big box store.
Right.
And getting in, finding what you want, and checking out and back home in 2 hours.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's the thing about the beauty about Amazon. You can order it right off of Amazon and have it done. It's done. You click it, bag it, done. It's there.
Oh, but they, that's not here.
Well,
not yet.
In Lakeland. In Lakeland, because they have the distribution center, there are certain items you can do that.
Well, here's one of the things that I saw today that is so cool and so forward-thinking in my mind. Amazon is coming up with these lockers.
Yeah.
Okay?
You told me already
in the Tampa Bay area, they started installing these lockers, like 20 different locker stations throughout the Tampa Bay area. Okay, so it's basically for people that are afraid that if you leave a package on their front door,
that it'll get stolen.
It's going to get stolen. Or if you deliver it to their mailbox at the post office, that they're not going to be able to get there by 5 o'clock.
Right.
Okay, so they have these lockers set up in, you know, certain areas in the city where you can just go at any time during the day and get it. If they deliver it at 6 o'clock in the morning and you don't get there till 7 o'clock at night, it's locked up. It's not on your porch. Right?
Well, okay, so they don't have keys. I'm assuming
there's a code. They're all coded.
Right.
When you order it, you put in a code.
Okay.
So when you get to the box, you put in that code.
Door
opens. You get your stuff.
There's your package.
On the other hand, it works in the opposite direction. Okay, so if you get something from Amazon and it's not right, it doesn't fit right, or it's not the right color, da 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 da, you can take it back. What's going on over there?
They moved on to New Year's Eve. The champagne is open.
I lost an eye.
I am sorry.
I mean, for Christ's sake, Ty's shooting harpoons earlier and you're putting people's eyes out with corks.
And we're just trying to figure out how we're going to get our packages.
I'm just trying to figure out how we're going to get through the rest of the show.
Oh, we're fine.
Anyway,
we're fine.
So these storage lockers are so cool, I think. And it's what a great idea. So I think, like, now they've kind of partnered up with, like, 7-Elevens and some gas stations and stuff like that where they're using, like, an available wall. I think in the future they will have an entire, like, Amazon hubs that you can go to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can see that.
Okay.
I think it's great.
I do too. I'm all for it.
Yep.
That works for me.
What else?
I would prefer that they figure out the 3D printing so you could just 3D print it as soon as you buy it.
You can buy a 3D printer at Best Buy for $268.99.
Yeah, but what's it going to make? I mean, any 3D printer for $298 is what going to make you what? A plastic fork?
Yeah,
I mean, you're not going to, I mean, look, these 3D printing, you know who told me? He said to me, and this was like several years ago, Papa. Yeah. He said to me, he says, look into 3D printing.
Yep.
Get Tyler involved in 3D printing. He says, because it's going to be the wave of the future. And I think he's right. Because here's the thing. They have these 3D printers that can print into, I mean, huge, massive things. are huge, massive parts to huge, massive things.
Yeah.
You know, and it.
Oh, it's, I love it. I absolutely love it.
They can print body parts now.
Can you imagine? Okay, let's say that the space race really gets cooking. Okay, we're thinking about sending people to Mars. I would like to think that we're going to send people back to the moon. If we start exploring more planets, that kind of thing. All right. If you had a 3D printer on your spaceship, whatever you're in,
oh, absolutely,
and you had a malfunction, you could just make a new part.
That's a given.
Not like Apollo 13 when you're calling back to Houston, we got a problem, and they're like, find the duct tape.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, if
rip the sole off your boot.
Some gum.
Yeah. Chew it.
You're going to have to MacGyver it. You know what I'm saying? But if you had a 3D printer up there and they gave you the specs for the part, bingo.
But is 3D printing truly the mechanism that will get us further in outer space?
I think so. I mean, why wouldn't it? This is a mechanism that's going to allow us to get farther without having to go back for repairs or wait for somebody to come and repair it. We can do it on the fly.
Mm-hmm. And
right?
As far as like
we can keep going.
You're not sending up all these delicate parts. You're sending up, plastic pellets, and you just make the stuff when you get there.
And you make what you need.
Yeah.
I mean, is it all? Look, I don't know that much about it. I mean, I love the concept, and I think I have a grasp on the concept, but I'm not sure about what's the material. Is it all plastic pellets, or is it? I mean, can you do it out of anything?
They can do metal. They can do body parts now.
Yeah. They
what?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that.
They will grow you a new arm.
Well, see, I'm hip to that.
Well, the whole arm takes some time.
It's not perfect.
Yeah, because I sometimes have watched like those hot rod shows and things like that, where they will take like what they call a billet wheel.
Yes.
And they will stick it in like, and it's like a laser jet or whatever, laser water jet.
And
you put your design into the computer and it just,
etch it all
you
out.
Come out with a blank wheel and it comes out with this really cool design.
Right.
So I'm thinking that these printers, these 3D printers have got to be somehow similar to that.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. But that's, in your example, it's taking something out of a hole.
Right.
To make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Where with the 3D printing, it's taking the parts and making it whole.
Okay, so it's all got to work by computer. So if you...
Oh, absolutely.
Let's say you're in a spaceship, mm-hmm. okay? And you're hurtling toward another planet.
Yes.
All right. Every piece of that spaceship needs to be logged into the computer.
Oh yeah, pre-programmed.
So there's no figuring out what it's going to look like. It's like, oh, this is the gangly wrench rocket from the da 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 da, and we need to push this into the computer and bink.
It's going to be like building IKEA furniture.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's not good.
No. Well, no.
Legos.
Legos. You need part 52.
Right.
XB. I need one of those.
All right.
Print, install.
Done.
Oh, don't forget to print the screws.
Yeah,
for
right.
For 52
We
XB.
Need all the hardware.
We need the accessories. It won't be like ordering things online.
I can only imagine that, like, if you're, like now, if you're on the International Space Station and something goes wrong outside, right?
Outside, inside.
Well, if it goes
something
wrong.
Something goes wrong.
If it goes wrong outside, you're like, because I wouldn't want to go outside. You know what I mean? But if that was my job to have to go outside and fix stuff.
They wouldn't send you.
Well, right. I'd be like, okay, well, at least I got a couple of weeks to wait until they get the part here.
Yeah.
I can kind of sit back. Yeah.
Prepare myself a bit.
My job is to fix the stuff outside.
Yeah.
I can't fix it till it gets here.
Okay,
but
Howard.
That's going to change the whole dynamic where it's like, hey, the part's done. Get your ass outside.
Yeah,
fix
no.
It.
Yeah. you need to boot up the 3D printer, Mr. Outdoor Man, and right. print the right one with its screws, with right. its bolts, but and see, then they, get
they
out
could just
there.
Print a robot to go out there and do it.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Think about that one.
Yeah.
Only
why don't
after.
They do that? Only... Why do we need to go to Mars? Just send a bunch of robots.
And give them the red planet?
No.
Give them the red planet. Just give it to them.
No, but...
It has begun.
The first thing we need to print is Rosie the Robot made.
Who? Robot?
Robot. Where is she? Why isn't she here? It's almost 2017.
Okay, let's talk about movies and entertainment now that you're talking about robots. you guys today, the three of you, went to go see Rogue One.
Woohoo!
Yes! Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was great.
So what are the reviews?
Hannah slept through it.
Did you?
I did.
I probably would too.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was
thing.
Awesome.
We were in the second row all the way to the left. It was a terrible angle.
It was not a good angle.
I don't like sitting dead on in a movie theater. I always like to sit on one of the sides.
Yeah, but not in the second row.
Second row. I mean, why was it second row?
The screen was
sold out.
Oh, because you were late?
No.
Or just sold out?
Sold out.
Did you have your tickets before you went?
No. All right.
But, okay, so by the time you got in.
By the time we got there.
Right.
They had the entire front row available. And five seats on either side of row two.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. That's the new Cobb Theater over at Tyrone.
Let me tell you, though.
Yeah, tell me, because I've asked before with the kids, is it a distraction of having people have food?
No. It's a pain in the ass to get the food.
Yeah, getting the food is a bit cumbersome.
Well, did they bring it to your chair?
No.
You have to order it and take it.
Yeah, yeah, you order it and wait for it. Now they
yeah, and it's quite a long wait.
And the trays, while cumbersome,
right.
as you're walking to the theater and to your seat,
very compact.
And there's cup holders and there's a cup holder built in the tray,
right?
So it makes it very convenient to eat in your seat.
Okay.
And turn the tray out of your way without being in anyone else's way. It's just that whole getting the food.
So let me ask you this. Is the entire theater filled with food aromas?
I did not notice that.
No.
No. You don't smell anything. They've got a great filtration system.
Okay, so the chairs that you're sitting in.
Chairs are great.
But so is there like a is it like an airplane where the tray comes out from the seat in front of you?
No. The tray that you take
right.
from the food service has a cup holder built in it.
They give you the tray when they give you the food.
Okay.
And outside
it,
of the theater.
It locks into your seat.
It locks into the cup holder in your seat.
What does that do to the armrest of the other person?
Not a darn thing.
So it's like a double armrest then.
Yeah. Oh.
So if they ate two, you're not taking anybody's armrest.
No.
Okay.
No, the seats are amazing.
No. In fact, Ty and I could have shared a seat.
Hmm.
In fact, if we were on an airplane,
yeah,
that's how much space we would have.
Yeah.
Really?
They're huge.
Yeah, they're big seats. And they're cushy.
And
they're nice and soft. They don't hurt your butt after a while.
No, not at all. They recline.
Do they rock?
No. The footrest comes out.
Some do have rocking chairs, Hannah.
Yeah. No. Rocking.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No. This is comfort. Push of a button.
These are take a nap chairs.
These are Tempur-Pedic.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I would do.
Yeah.
You put some food in my belly.
Yeah, exactly.
In a comfortable chair like that, I'm going to miss
the movie. And especially if you get a mixed drink at the bar before going
in. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We met her at the bar.
Yeah, they're going to get their money out of me. I'm just going to sleep right through it.
Yeah.
Oh. I would have to go back.
At one point,
yeah.
I was actually... like laying on my side watching the movie. It was like being
That's
in a,
how I do it.
It was like being in a twin size bed. It
right.
was amazing.
It's a very nice theater.
It is a very nice theater. And people could walk in, you know, walk by.
In They're, front of you?
In yeah. front.
So the rows are deep then.
Are yeah.
Oh, very yeah. deep.
All right. I was just wondering. I went years ago to a cinema draft house with Paul and Jenny Hunley, and it was, there weren't regular like movie seats. It was like you had a table. Mm. And you had somebody that would come and bring you like a pitcher of beer and like a popcorn
cool.
or maybe a hot dog or something like that. And, you know, because I've always thought, because I've heard the way that these new theaters are set up where you can get like a full meal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like that seems like it would be awfully distracting to the rest of the moviegoers.
No.
Yeah, no, you have to take it with you.
Paul and Jenny, if you're still listening, if you're still listening. This is a little quiz for you guys. Do you remember the movie that we saw in Virginia Beach at the Cinema Draft House? I was on leave from the Marine Corps. I know exactly what it was. I know exactly what it was.
I can't imagine. You were on leave?
Yep.
So that was 85.
Yeah.
1985.
85, yeah. Early 85. It was Sandlot.
Oh, yeah. Sandlot.
That's a great movie.
That's
what a great movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Great yeah. movie.
That was a lot of fun.
Anyway, I would recommend going to the Tyrone Cobb Theater.
Well, our new theater that's supposed to open over here in a Seminole Mall, Seminole City Square, is also supposed to be similar to that.
Yeah. Seating-wise, yes.
Yeah.
And as long as the seats are the same,
right.
I could go see any movie.
Any movie.
Yeah. Any movie.
Mm-hmm. But Rogue One was awesome.
All right, yes,
so
it was.
You thought Rogue One was great. Radio St. Pete has its very own movie critic.
Yes.
His name is Charlie Jewell.
Because he's a Jewell.
Yes. Oh. He also has a cohort, Hannah Buckdahl.
Yes.
Charlie Jewell and Hannah Buckdahl gave Rogue One 3 stars. Yeah.
Yes.
And
3 stars.
3 stars.
Out of four,
I guess that'd be like a B plus.
What was the quote?
The quote that Charlie gave it was, "There are no Jedi, therefore it feels more like a standard action thriller than being one with the Force."
Yeah.
What do you think, Todd?
There wasn't an actual Jedi, but there were Force users.
Mm.
Yeah, so, but there was no visible Forceage.
Yes, there was.
I was asleep.
Oh, see?
He was doing some Force.
There was a lot of Force going on.
And then towards the end, Vader forced the shit out of some people.
Yeah, well, no, but...
Well, maybe Charlie went to one of those theaters with the comfy seats and he zoned out.
No, do you know what I think it is?
What?
And, you know, and I don't mean any disrespect.
No.
But God, no. Having been to Star Wars,
yes.
Standing in line as a nerd... Geek.
Yes.
Nerd.
Charlie missed it. He's young enough.
You don't know how old he is.
I can guarantee that he is younger than I am and older than our Star Wars geeky son.
Well, I mean,
and there is a generation.
Yeah, but Charlie sees a lot of movies.
But there's a gap in the Force.
Is it possible that he misconstrued the Force in that movie and actually thought that the Force showed up in La La Land? Because he gave La La Land 4 stars. Maybe he felt the Force in La La Land.
Maybe. Maybe he watched them back to back.
What the hell was La La Land?
Oh, you're going to find out.
Huh? Just do it.
You're gonna find out today
because it's one of your guys that you like.
Oh,
what's his name? The
Edward
blind?
Norton.
Not Edward Norton. It's
Edward Norton is mine. He is way too old for you.
What's the guy? He's even cuter than him.
Hardly.
Oh, you kidding?
Who's cuter than Edward Norton?
Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
you're some kind of queer.
Right. Yeah. No, what's this guy's name? Ryan Gosling.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
Goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that's more your generation.
He's got a butt face.
No, he doesn't.
He's got a butt face.
Hey, Rogue One came out last week.
Yeah.
And how much do you think it made first week?
All of
it.
$1 billion.
No.
All of it.
Stephanie, would you say that the budget was how much?
They spent $200 million.
Okay.
Worth it.
$200 million to make the movie last week alone.
Last week?
Last weekend. Last weekend. The opening weekend. $155 million.
Woohoo.
Wow.
And are those just
a slam dunk.
Those are U.S. yeah. numbers, aren't they? Not
as
nation.
As far as I know, yeah.
Not worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. It was good.
It was very good.
It was really good.
It was very good. I need to see it again.
Right.
I am glad we did not see it in 3D.
Oh, God, yeah.
Vomitorium.
Because there were a couple of times where I was losing my balance laying down in my plushes leather chair.
Plushes.
Plushes.
Who are you?
Thank you, Spike.
Who are you, Spike, on the mic?
Uh-huh.
Shipping container?
Yes. I'm sure his shipping container is smaller than these seats.
Well, from what I understand, they had to move out of the shipping container, so.
So,
can we get the shipping container?
Hey, Spike, you guys want to come over here to Seminole, Florida, you can come and do your show here in our studio Monday if you want.
Yes. Yes, you can. Well, they're taking this Monday off.
Oh, that's right. But
for the holidays.
In the future. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I think we should do a super show anyway.
Absolutely.
I think it would be a lot of fun. I think.
And Will Koontz could come.
Everybody could come.
If Charlie Jewell's in town, we could just bring it all on.
We could have Joe B. do our commercial breaks.
Hell, yeah, how fun would that be? Yeah. All right, Joe, you're up.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to tell him. He's all about it. He knows. Anyway, Hannah, this movie, La La Land,
yeah.
It's like a new age sort of... Hollywood musical dance movie.
Uh-oh.
It looks fantastic. It's Ryan Gosling fantastic. And Emma Stone. And it's gotten nothing but great reviews. La La Land, Charlie Jewell gave it a 4. Steeper Saul from the Tampa Bay Times gave it an A.
Wow.
It's probably going to be the best movie of...
Ever.
Well, not ever, but it's bringing back a genre of music. Not music, but movies.
Which is a musical.
A musical, Gene Kelly-esque, you know what
nice.
I mean? Dancing in the Rain kind of thing. But there apparently is like a backstory that is a little bit more, I don't want to say serious, but a little bit more grounded than like Dancing in the Rain.
Right.
That kind of thing. Not everything is a song, you know what I mean?
Well, so and not everything is rainbows and butterflies.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I like Ryan Gosling. I also like Emma Stone. Like I said, Charlie Jewell gave it 4 stars, and Steeper Saul gave it an A. I think that's great.
We need to go see that.
As a matter of fact, if you're looking for, look, the holidays, especially Christmas, a lot of people, surprisingly, go to movies Christmas Day.
That's only surprising.
I did that once in my life.
That's only surprising to you because you're an only child.
Well, I did it once in my life, and
did
I was an only child
Ron?
At the time. No, I was with my mom and my grandmother in Georgia. But anyway, in theaters, our holiday top 10, the number one movie to go see is La La Land.
Nice.
Number 2, Manchester by the Sea.
Oh.
We talked about that. Tearjerker. I don't know if I could go see that in public.
That one is not going to be a theater.
That's
view.
Casey Affleck, Ben's brother, who
Ben's
I
brother.
Actually, I think Casey's actually a better actor.
Probably, yes.
Can you say that about the Batman?
I can't.
You know what it is? Ben Excuse Affleck me. Is too pretty.
Not as Batman he is.
Yes. Casey Affleck, to me, is... He's more of a real person. Mm. He can be more of a real character that's more relatable.
The third movie that is recommended is Moonlight. Not familiar with that one. Arrival. That is Amy Adams. She's in that movie. That's been out for a while.
Arrival?
What about Sing?
Arrival.
That's that alien one.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about Sing?
Sing is not on this list in the top 10. It's already been seen, Hannah. Take it easy.
Wow.
Fences, the new Denzel Washington movie. That's coming out. It's not even out today, I don't think. I think it's out tomorrow.
Looks good, though.
That looks good, right? That's the number 5. Jackie.
Pretty.
Jackie looks good.
That looks good. And that also, Jackie gets 4 stars as well from Charlie Jewell. And it only gets a B from Steve Purcell.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. No, but if you're hanging out with the kids
right
this weekend... for the holidays, and you're looking for a movie,
go see Sing.
That looks like...
It does look like fun.
It's a lot of fun. It might be rated PG-13. Sorry.
Rogue One is only recommended number 7.
Really?
To go to see. Lion is number 8. That's also supposed to be a big tearjerker. Lion. Loving, not heard of that. And Why Him... The other movie I want to see. I really want to see that.
I know. As soon as we can.
That's James Franco and Bryan Cranston. Looks hysterical.
Malcolm's dad.
Yeah, Malcolm's dad. Looks hysterical.
Yeah, it truly.
That's number 10.
It was so hard today. It was like, oh, we're going to the movies.
Now, Charlie Jewell has not rated Why Him yet, but Steve Purcell gave it a B-. So, I mean, how bad could it be? But it's here on the top 10 to see you on the holiday. It's number 10.
I think that from this Christmas forward, Why Him will be one of our holiday traditions.
Okay. Hey.
Like the Grinch and Frosty, we're going to play Why Him.
Right. A lot of people over the holidays have people in town. And one of the things that I saw, and this is kind of cool, now it's Disney, and I'm not like a huge, I like Disney, but, I've had great times at Disney. I've also had a kind of a weird time at Disney.
Yeah.
We're almost killed
I just,
at Disney.
Yeah, but I'm not.
And our kids are old enough that we don't have to do Disney.
I do kind of want to do Disney one last time.
It blows my mind when I hear people that go to Disney every weekend just because you live in Florida. Yeah. It's like, really? You go to Disney every weekend?
I want
to
see all the new Star Wars stuff they have down there.
Yeah, but this is another thing that's cool. Okay, so now what they're doing, instead of having the fireworks at the end of the evening, they're having these drone shows.
What?
Drone shows?
So they're sending 300 drones up in the air.
Jesus.
Okay?
Whoa.
And these drones are equipped with, like...
Howitzers.
Not yet. That's coming.
Like laser lights?
Yeah, but...
LEDs?
They are capable of having, like, where is it? Oh, it's going to be 300 drones, and they are capable of showing, I want to say, like, 300 or 400 different colors. I didn't know there were that many colors. So these drones go up. These drones go up. 300 of them, and they've got them all computerized. Where they just, you know how fireworks go up and they make their pattern. Well, these drones go up, and they got them all computerized. Where they go up and they do all these 3D.
That's crazy
cool.
Yeah, where they sort of and they move around and they don't like fireworks. They fade after 30 seconds or whatever. These can stay on as long as you need it to stay on until they decide to change the pattern. It's very
cool. And then
cool.
The pattern. Oh my god!
This here's a picture of it. And Hannah, this is not good for radio, but
we always
You can kind of see that this is like a big bird. Segment. Take a look at that. But it's so cool, and because they're drones and they're moving, they sort of
they can actually.
It looks like
it's almost like animation in the sky.
Right.
Wow.
And that'd be cool to go see. Let's see, Steph, you got some other things that people can do while they're here. There's a lot of places in town where you can go see live music.
There is a great picture.
What's that website, Steph? What's it called?
Hold on. Now you've put me on the spot.
I muffled her.
You did.
Hey now.
Hey now.
You're a rock star.
Yeah.
I messed with her muff.
Don't do that. Back up.
This is a Christmas show.
And a family show. GoTonight.com.
Which, if you, if you go to RadioSaintPete.com and
there
you,
is a link.
If you scroll down to the bottom of the I believe the homepage, you're going to see a link to GoTonight.com.
Yes, or you can go to GoTonight.com.
Yeah.
And search by zip code everything that's going on tonight. And you can search tomorrow.
And it'll tell you everything that's going on within that zip code from your house.
And how many miles.
Right.
The great thing about living in Florida is Saturday, tomorrow, yeah. which is Christmas Eve,
yes.
there are a multitude of live music performances going on in and around Tampa Bay. Here, right here at Jimmy B's Beach Bar, the music starts at 11 a.m. and goes until 1 a.m.
Sweet.
Wow. So whenever you've got a chance, go in.
Jimmy B's.
Jimmy B's Beach Bar at the Beachcomber Resort in St. Pete Beach.
Can you now? One of our favorite places is the Hideaway Cafe.
They are a family business, and they have some family business that they are attending to.
So they're not open?
No.
Oh, well, I don't blame them. You know what? Because they put on shows every night.
Every night.
Love that place.
But they are going to be closed for Christmas Eve.
I
want
to say happy
Christmas
holidays
Day.
To John Kelly and his wife, Nicole, and everybody else that works there. Kristen, our favorite waitress. I don't even want to call her a waitress. That seems rude.
They're our friends that bring us drinks.
Yes, yeah. I love that place.
It is. It's a
happy holidays, everybody.
Now, they are having a New Year's Eve show.
Yeah.
But you need to get tickets in advance.
Okay.
Hideawaycafe.biz.
Who's performing?
Deceptive Intruder.
No. No.
You wish.
I don't have stage. That on my sheet of paper.
That's okay. Hey, listen, you know what I want to do before we run out of time?
We need to do some Deceptive Intruder
well,
Christmas.
All night, you know, all night. The music that I've played has all been Christmas music, obviously. I think the last song that we played, was it the Hanukkah song, or we play one after that?
We have not taken a break since the Hanukkah song.
You're kidding.
No, wow. my Rogue One bladder can
anyway,
tell you that.
Anyway, we played the Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler. Before that, we played Christmas Blues by Preston Shannon. We started off the show with Under the Christmas Tree by the Honey Dippers. And, we had... 3-4 other songs that we were supposed to play, but stuff got long-winded again. But what I heard something on the radio today that said that you can take any song, and if you play Jingle Bells behind it, it turns it into a Christmas song. So if you listen to the show, you know that our boy Ty Ginn is in a death metal band called Deceptive Intruder. I have one of his songs right here called Caged Hell. I'm going to start the song, and Ty, if you will play along with the jingle bells,
right.
We will see
Hannah
if,
backup.
In fact, okay. this turns it into a Christmas song. So, without any further ado, here we go.
Merry Christmas from...
That does sound Christmassy. My heart, keep going. My heart is warm. I feel like wrapping presents. Who doesn't love a good death metal Christmas song?
If only you had presents to wrap.
Dun, dun, dun. You never make a good Salvation Army guy. You don't ring the bell enough.
Well,
there you go, Hannah.
This year, they're all texting.
All right. That's enough. So I guess that was... successful.
It was something.
That was Deceptive Intruder's one and only Christmas song.
You know,
Jingle Bell Rock.
I like that one. I think it's going on the next record.
It was Christmas in a caged hell.
Should we do Cards Against Humanity?
Yes, let's do another round of that.
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Let's do a double round.
Double round.
All right.
We go. Okay, go ahead.
Quickly.
Yes.
I get by with a little help from my blank. And what would Grandma find disturbing, yet oddly charming? Do 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 do. Or should I do Jingle Bells? Dun dun da 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 da
da da da da da. All right, I'm ready.
What was the second one again? I'm sorry.
What would Grandma find disturbing, yet oddly charming?
Are you ready?
Oh, man.
I don't know. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah, go.
Is everybody ready?
All right, so for that one.
The Grandma. What would Grandma find disturbing, yet oddly charming?
Go ahead.
Stephen Hawking talking dirty.
Very good.
I like that. Mine says, the screams, the terrible screams.
Mine is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, I think Ty gets that one.
I think Ty wins that one. What was the other one?
The other one is, I get by with a little help from my...
I'm ready for this one, too.
Oh, my. My goodness.
You got a little something brewing there?
You've got something
Ty, go ahead and do yours.
Go ahead.
Natural male enhancement.
Mine is assless chaps.
Oh,
man.
That's a good one.
Mine is the force.
Oh. You know what? They're all
topical.
Good.
Mine are lame.
They're all
lame
good.
Stack.
No, that's a very difficult one for me.
I got the lame stack.
All right, what are they again? I get by with a little help from
the force.
The force. Fabulous. Love it.
Natural male enhancement.
Love that one too. Mm-hmm. And
assless chaps.
Well, that one's a three-way tie.
Okay. Good.
Three-way tie. However,
then I win.
Ty wins.
Okay.
Because that gives him four.
You choose. okay. Let's see.
He had the natural male enhancement. You
that
had
is
the
good.
Assless chaps.
That is good. Let's see. Da-da-da-da. We're still in Moves and Entertainment. Zsa Zsa Gabor died.
Yes.
Yeah, she died
very
the other
sad.
Day. She was basically, she was not Eva Gabor that was in Green Acres.
No, that was her
She was in
sister.
Some B-movies, and Zsa Zsa basically was, you know, kind of like the Kardashians. She was famous for being famous.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I think she was married like eight times.
Eight or
nine times. She smacked a cop back in 1989 because he pulled her over.
Yes.
I mean, she was that kind of
douchebag.
And I'm sure it was with her gloved hand.
Yeah.
Nice.
But she was 99 years old.
Wow.
Yes. Yep, she died. Let's see. Somebody else that died. Hold on. Where is it? Heimlich. Harry Heimlich died. Henry Heimlich, the inventor of the Heimlich maneuver, died.
Choked to death.
And that's what I said. Look what I wrote. Choked to death. Good for you, Ty. Yeah, no, he didn't choke to death. He died. Yeah, okay, says that he died of a heart attack. Look, you're 96 years old. Did you die of a heart attack, or did your heart just go, okay, we're done?
That's
okay,
enough.
Enough.
That's enough already.
I'm done.
See ya.
Tapping out.
Did you read my notes?
What?
What did I?
No, he used the force.
Enough already.
He used the force.
He's
and
using
read
the force. He's reading
your
my
mind.
Notes. Yeah. So anyway, Heimlich was the director of surgery at Jewish Hospital in Cincinnati in 1974 when he devised the maneuver for choking victims. Rescuers abruptly squeeze a choking victim's abdomen, pushing in and above the navel with a fist to create a flow of air from the lungs. That flow of air pushes objects out of the windpipe.
Always remember that,
mm-hmm.
No matter where you're at.
It's very
right.
important.
Hey, I was in a restaurant one time when I was a kid. I think I was probably like 10 or 11. And we were in a restaurant, and this lady at an adjacent table started choking. And they tried the Heimlich maneuver on her, and it wasn't working. And it was because she had a fishbone caught in her throat.
Oh.
Yep. It was lodged, and it wasn't coming out. So they had to get the paramedics there. It was a whole show. It was a whole big thing. They came, and they got their whatever, their big tweezers and yank
they're
it out.
They're big tweezers that don't open except for at the end.
Right. Yep,
those are a fabulous piece of equipment.
In that case, the Heimlich maneuver did not work.
No good.
I have a story about Ready Whip, but we can save that for next week.
Not so Ready Whip.
Nope. We have a story about bike share, but we're running out of time. Let's see. I do have a couple of things for you to think about. Be polite, be professional, but have a plan to kill everybody you meet.
Yes. Wow.
That comes from General James Mattis, and I think that that's who
never
Trump named
like
his
those are
head war guy.
Could you say those again? Because those are the words of business to live by.
Be polite, be professional, but have a plan to kill everybody you meet.
Yes.
General James Mattis.
Words
that's
to
Trump's
live
pick
by.
For, like, his war
I'm
general,
sorry.
Whatever you want to
they
call
are.
It.
They are.
Well, you know, kill or be killed in business.
Here's the next one. Nothing is so painful to the human mind as a great and sudden change.
It's
yeah.
true.
I
very
agree with
true.
That. I'm not big on change. That came from Mary Shelley. The next one says, conformity is the jailer of freedom and the enemy of growth.
Yes.
That came from JFK.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Very good quotes.
And the last one says, a clear conscience is usually the sign of a bad memory.
Yep.
Oh.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
I don't.
Comedian Stephen Wright on that one.
I do not.
I like that. Okay, so we are right down to the end of it. This is Christmas Eve Eve.
Woohoo!
And
so
Hanukkah
excited.
Eve.
And Hanukkah Eve. Yes, Hanukkah Eve.
Hanukkah.
Let's not look.
We shouldn't
it
make up
Lovecraft-y.
Our Jewish listeners are like, stop it. Stop. Just stop
You're
it.
Ruining it.
It's Hanukkah. We don't have an Eve. It's just the next night.
It's tomorrow.
We're
it's
just
later.
Making the
just
challah
another
bread
thing we
now.
Gotta deal with.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out how to do the latkes ahead of time.
We should get some challah bread, honestly, though. That's so good.
We're making
challah.
It. We're, no, oh, we're home making it.
Fun.
All right, look.
I want some latkes.
Let's listen. This is Christmas Eve Eve, and happy holidays, everybody.
Yes. Woo-hoo!
I hope everybody has a very prosperous New Year. We will speak to you again
before
New Year's. I think we have New Year's Eve Eve show.
Yeah.
Actually. But anyway, it's been fun talking tonight. We have gotten into more tangents tonight.
Yes.
And kind of gotten off the grid. I hope we did not bore you.
No, but happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I hope
Relax.
Everybody is with loved ones and
yes.
Friends, and we love you all. Thank you so much for listening. Hannah Claire, do you have anything that you want to add?
Not quite. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Stephanie?
Relax.
Yes.
It's here. Just go do it.
Tie in.
Don't be a Grinch.
Don't be a Grinch.
Nice.
I don't have anything to add other than Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. If I don't squeeze this song in, we're not going to get it. So Merry Christmas, and we will talk to you again next week.
Yes.
Love you.
That's it.